This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Toolbox for Life. In this series, Pastor Rick teaches you four skills you need to succeed, skills that will equip you to be more effective as you lead in your home, work, school, and community. In just a bit, we're going to let you know how you can get the Toolbox for Life DVD study kit. This kit features four video lessons by Pastor Rick and is perfect for your solo Bible study or for use with a small group. Go to PastorRick.com while you listen today to find out more. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Maximizing Your Strengths.
The Bible says, try to have a sane estimate of your capabilities. Now, a sane estimate says, I don't think I'm the best in the world, but I'm not the worst in the world either. I'm just good at this. And the Bible says you do it and say, I'm good at this without comparing yourself to anybody else. So the first thing you have to do in discovering is to examine. The second thing is by experimenting. By experimenting with different tasks. If you're in your 20s, my biggest advice to you, more than college or anything else, is this. Try as many different things as you can, as early as you can, to see what you're good at. Because you're not going to know you're good at it until you try it. And you go, I didn't like that. That wasn't good. Oh, that's good, but I really like this, and I'm good at it, and I'm fruitful, and I'm fulfilled. And so you just start trying stuff. And you just look for, in church, you look for a place to volunteer. God, some people are sitting waiting for God to say, I'm waiting for God to tell me what to do with my life. It isn't going to happen. God does not steer a parked car. You got to be moving. You can't steer a parked car. You can only move. So just start moving. Do anything. Volunteer for anything. And as you start volunteering, then God will go, hey, this is what I want you to do with your career. This is what I want you to do with your life. And you'll start understanding. And by experimenting, just try out a bunch of options. There is no test that you can take that will explain your shape, how God wired you. There's no test. The reason why is because every test is standardized and every human being is unique. The whole idea of shape is there's nobody else like you in the world, so you couldn't take a standardized test and find out what is your unique shape. Now, years ago, I remember back in the 70s, They had these spiritual gift tests. They don't have any more because they don't work. And I remember as a teenager, I took a spiritual gift test to find out what my spiritual gift was. And the only thing it came up with was that I had the gift of martyrdom. Oh, great. Martyrdom. You get to die for Jesus. That's great. That's the gift you only get to use one time. And it's over. And you only get to use it on the last day of your life. What kind of gift is that? You know, I could have taken 1,000 tests and I would have never known that I was good at teaching. Why? I'd never done it. I'd never even tried it. And one day somebody asked me to fill in for some youth Bible study, and I go, okay, I'll try that. And my knees were knocking, and I was scared to death. And I planned like 5-hour sermon, and it was done in 4 minutes. And, you know, and I go, well, what do you guys want to talk about? Anybody read Mad Magazine this week? Or, you know, just, and watch me nay-nay, you know, here we go. So you know, and I didn't know what to do. And so, but as I began to just try something, people would come up and go, hey, you know, Rick, when you talk, it makes sense. I get it. I understand it. You make something complex simple. I get it. Now, here's an important thing in discovering your shape. Other people will see it before you do. Other people will often see how God shaped you before you do. Because when you're naturally good at something, you think everybody's good at it. They're not. You think it's easy for everybody. It's not. And when you're good at something, you just think it's a normal thing. Well, anybody should be able to do that. Well, they don't. And so other people will actually have to point it out in you. Some of you, for instance, you're very, very organized. And if I were to go to your clothes closet, it's color-coded. And all of the blue shirts or blue dresses are all in the same area. And you think everybody's that organized. Are you kidding? Of course not. But because you're good at it, you think... Parents, one of the most important thing you can say to a young person is, you know what you'd be good at? Not telling them what you want them to be good at, but saying, you know what you're good at? And it releases people. We have to experiment, and oftentimes other people will see it before you do. Which, by the way, the fastest way to discover your God-given shape is get in a church. Because other people will see it in a church, and particularly in a small group. And as you talk in a small group week after week, people go, you know what you'd be good at? And it'll come out there. So I've got to discover my shape. Second thing you got to do to become who God wants you to be, I have to accept my shape. And this is a hard thing for many people. Unfortunately, many people reject what God made them to be. And they spend their entire lives trying to be something they're not. And then they wonder why they're so unhappy and so unfulfilled. You were made to be you, not anybody else. And if you try to be somebody else that you're not shaped to be, you're going to be miserable. Now, there are two barriers that keep you from fulfilling your unique shape in life. Comparing and conforming. Comparing with other people. Well, I want the gifts he's got. I like what she's got. And I want to be like that person. There are two problems, comparing and conforming. Comparing, never compare yourself to anybody else. Why? Because you're one in a billion. No, you're one in a zillion. God doesn't make clones. You have a unique thumbprint, voice print, eye print. Nobody's ever going to be like you. So never compare yourself. And when you get to heaven, God's not going to say, why weren't you more like Moses? Or your sister. He's going to say, I made you to be you. I didn't make you to be your dad. I didn't make you to be your mom. I made you to be you. And so he says, don't compare. By the way, if you compare your entire life, you'll be miserable. Because you'll always find somebody you're doing a better job than, and you get full of pride. And you'll always find somebody who's doing a better job than you, and you get full of discouragement. Either way, you're dead in the water. Pride and discouragement put you on the sidelines. Then conforming is when you feel like I've got to be like somebody else. And the two myths, I actually wrote two more chapters, you know, when we revised Purpose Driven Life, on I must be like you or I must be liked by you. These are envy and people-pleasing are the two things that kill God's purpose in your life. And so you got to stop being preoccupied with, I wish I was like that person. I wish I was like her. I wish I was like him. Now, anytime you reject the shape God has given you, you're really rebelling against God. You're rejecting your creator when you reject the way he created you. Let me show you a verse. It's here on the screen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 9, what right do you have as a human being to cross-examine, in other words, to question how God made you, cross-examine God? He said, you know, like in a pottery shop, you got the potter making the pot. The pot has no right to say to the potter, why did you make me this shape? A potter can do whatever he likes with the clay. As your pastor who loves you and wants to coach you to succeed in every area of your life, I would encourage you to spend more time asking, what do I do well? And less time on what do I do wrong? Stop spending so much time in your life going, what do I do wrong? And instead say, what do I do well? That is the key to maximizing your strengths, and it's the key, one of the keys to this, you know, skill will bring success. Now, one of the areas you're going to have to deal with, and I'm going to say this because we're Saddleback's United Nations. I've told you many times, in our church, we speak 67 different languages because we want our church to look like heaven's going to look like. And in heaven, it's not going to be all white people, black people, brown people, or any other color. It's going to be a God loves variety. If you don't believe that, look down your row. God loves variety. He does not want us to look alike, act alike, talk alike, sound alike. And so we say we want to be an all-nation congregation. We want every nation in our church. One of the areas that many people struggle with is their heredity. And God sovereignly selected your parents, when you would be born, where you would be born, how you would be born, your ethnicity, your race, the color of your skin. All of these things are sovereignly decided by God. And accepting your heredity is a part of finding God's purpose for your life. Today in our society, we have an epidemic of depression. People are depressed, and the reason why is because they have confused identity. They don't know who they are. And because when you don't know who you are, you're gonna be depressed in life. And more than that, they don't not only don't know who they are, they're trying to be something they're not. And that doesn't work. And they're denying the truth of God's word. They're denying what God made them to be. They're listening to culture instead of the Bible. And the culture says, this is what's beautiful. That's not what God says beautiful, but they say, this is what's beautiful. Well, I better be like that. And we have people with curly hair wanting to have straight hair, and people with straight hair wanting to have curly hair. Light-skinned people want to get darker with a tan, and dark-skinned people want to get lighter, and people want to be taller and shorter. And God said, wait a minute. Who set up that standard of beauty? You're listening to the world. We're trying to be something you're not, and that causes all kinds of confusion. Now, the other trap, as I said, is conformity. Have you noticed that many people have a plan for your life? And if you want to be what God wants you to be, you're going to have to tune out what other people want you to be. You're going to have to say, wait a minute, I got to be what God wants me to be, not what my parents or anybody else. Stop fulfilling roles that God didn't assign you. Some of you are still trying to please parents who are dead. And you stop fulfilling roles. You've got to go back to the first skill we talked about, ignoring the naysayers. Let me read you some famous quotes. You are hopeless as a composer, Beethoven's music teacher. You are so stupid, you will never learn anything, Edison's teacher. You are never going to be good at math, and he flunked him, Einstein's teacher. Here's a guy who was fired by a newspaper editor because he said the guy had no creativity, Walt Disney. You got to quit listening to the wrong people. You got to start listening to what God says about you. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 7:17 on the screen. Each one should retain the place in life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. God's calling on your life. God has called everybody to a purpose. God has called you to a specific life mission. And the only way you're going to know that, remember, function follows form, is look at your shape. Now, part of that, as I said, is your experiences. And sometimes, even those experiences will be painful. Okay, let's wrap this up. What's the one thing that keeps you from becoming who God made you to be? What's the one thing that keeps you from using your shape? Write it down. Fear. That's the word. It's fear. It scares you to become somebody that you other people may not understand. It is fear. There's a story in the Bible where Jesus calls it the parable or the story of the talents. We actually get the word talent from this Bible story. In Bible times, a talent was actually an amount of money. It equaled like an entire year's salary. And Jesus tells the story of a businessman who gives his employee one. He gives several talents, another 10, another he gives 5, another he gives 1. He says, invest this, I'll be back, and I'm going on a trip. When he comes back, one guy and another guy have both doubled their money. The third guy says this here on the screen. He says, I was afraid, so I hid the talent you gave me in the ground. Have you done that? You were afraid, so you hid the talent that God gave you in the ground. The Bible says we're made of ground. We're made of dust. Some of you are hiding it inside of you. It's time to stop hiding your shape. It is fear. Now, why must I maximize my shape? Well, I can give you lots of reasons. You'll be more fulfilled. You'll enjoy life more. You'll be more fruitful and successful in your life if you're doing what you're shaped to do, not what you're not shaped to do. But the bottom line is this, write it down, because I'm accountable to my Creator. I am accountable to my Creator. God decided your shape. God created you. God made an investment in you, and He expects a return on the investment. The Bible says this in Psalm 33. From where He sits, God overlooks all of us on earth. He has shaped each person, and now He watches everything we do. Somebody said, but nobody sees what I do. Well, God does. Never mistake anonymous with insignificance. One day you're going to stand before God. He's going to ask you two questions, and you're not going to miss this exam. The first question, what did you do with my son, Jesus? Hope you know the answer to that one. I invited him into my life. I trusted in him. And the second question is, what did you do with what I gave you? Your spiritual gifts, your heart, your ability, your personality, your experiences. Oh, God, had a great time, made a lot of money, retired and died. Ah, wrong answer. You better be ready for that final exam. It's why you're here on earth. God puts you here to fulfill your shape and fulfill your purpose. Every wonder, you look around in the world, there's a lot of cool things in the world. Every wonderful achievement, everything of beauty in created in this world was done by somebody's God-given shape. Everything that's cool was done because somebody, God shaped somebody to do it in business, health, whatever, education. On the opposite thing, on the other hand, all of the destructive things in the world are because somebody misused their shape and misused their talent. The difference is what God has given to you, you must give it back to God. God has given you your S-H-A-P-E. Now you've got to give it back to God, and then He'll use it in a great way. Closing verse on the screen. Offer every part of your body to God to be used in doing good. That verse right there, I made that one many, many years ago in my life. I'll close with this. In my heart of hearts, at the core of my being, I want to use my shape for God, to serve God by serving other people. And to the best of my ability, I have tried to do that with my life, to use my spiritual gifts, my heart, my abilities, my personality, my experience to serve other people by serving God. And it has produced fruitfulness in my life, and it has made my life very fulfilling. And as your pastor, I deeply want that for you. I want that for you, for every one of you. I want your life to be fruitful, successful, and I want it to be fulfilling. But it's not going to happen if you're trying to be something you weren't meant to be. You got to be wired for your shape. Let's bow our heads. God, you gave us a mind that we might know you. You gave us emotions that we might feel your love and even express that love back to you. And you gave us a free will that we might choose to follow you. Now you pray. Say, God, in your mind, say, God, today I dedicate or rededicate my life to you. I want to be what you made me to be. I want to discover my shape. I want to accept my shape. I want to enjoy my shape. And I want to develop and use my shape to serve you by serving other people. I ask you to make my life fulfilling and fruitful as I become what you made me to become. Jesus Christ, I invite you into every area of my life. You know the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I turn it over to you as best I know how. And I ask you to make the rest of my life the greatest period of my life. And I humbly ask this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, the truth is, sincere desire and determination alone are not enough to succeed in life. Many people will work hard, but it's not all about working hard. It's all about working God's way. And the Bible is full of instruction to help us. That's why Pastor Rick put together Toolbox for Life, a 4-session video study kit to help you discover and develop 4 essential success-building skills found in the Bible. Skills that will equip you to be more effective as you lead in your home, work, school, and community. When you give a gift to support the Ministry of Daily Hope, we'll send you the Toolbox for Life study kit, complete with a 4-session DVD and a workbook, to say thanks for partnering with Pastor Rick to take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to request the Toolbox for Life study kit when you give a gift today. It's perfect for both personal and small group study time. Get yours right now by going to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. Or by texting the word daily to 800-600-5004. That's the word daily to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love letting you hear some of the letters that we receive every day here at Daily Hope. Here's one from a woman named Bonnie. She says, Dear Pastor Rick, my husband Tom and I both receive your Daily Hope print devotional in our email every morning. We take turns each day reading the daily devotional. They must read it aloud. And it's a great way to start our day along with our individual daily quiet time. It's been such a blessing and encouragement to us in each of our daily lives, and sometimes I'm able to turn on the podcast and we listen to the broadcast as well. Now, we've both been Christians for a long time, but that daily encouragement from you helps us keep on track, and it helps us make our lives so much richer as we follow God every day. So thanks, and may God continue to bless you and use you for many more years to come. Blessings to you, Pastor Rick, Bonnie, and Tom. Hey, thanks for writing, Bonnie. It always blesses me when we hear that Daily Hope is helping other people grow strong in the Lord. So just keep it going. And to all of you, God bless you all. Write me when you can. Send in a gift when you can. Pray for us when you can. But be sure to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.